Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Commanders getting their quarterback of the future, a defensive tackle to help impact games with Daron Payne and John Allen this year. He'll take over as a starter, presumably in year two. Mike Sanders, still the corner from Michigan, will start in the slot. And then Sinnott will pair up with Zach Ertz if he's healthy at the tight end position this season, but presumably will be the tight end weapon moving forward as a safety valve for Jaden Daniels. The one knock's going to be tackle, Danny.
Mm-hmm.
They did not address tackle until the 67th pick, right around the 10th tackle off the board, and it's a guy that a lot of people actually viewed as a guard. Now, Washington likes him not only as a tackle, but as a starting left tackle. And to their credit, 22 of his 26 starts in college the last 2 years were at that position. 11 starts last season, second-team All-Big 12, missed a game with injury. Brandon Coleman, sixth-year senior, 23.5 years old, 6'4", 313, a kid that was born in Virginia, moved to Berlin when he was 3 months old, was the pick. I have a hard time believing he'd be a week one starter, but maybe they think by the end of the season he could supplant Lucas. And this tells me they're going to be shopping all offseason now.
Yep.
The rest of the way looking for a tackle that got cut.
Hoping for the Charles Leno plan. Here's what I know. I've done this before. I don't know if you guys have in this fan base, where they think he can play tackle 45 minutes into the first practice. He's a guard. Or maybe you give it a season in Cosme's case, but the Brandon Scherff case would apply.
Do you give this front office any credence? Because it's Peter's a better decision maker, yeah, like a real GM. They didn't have one under... when Jay Gruden was the head coach, that was Bruce Allen. They didn't have one. That was Brandon Scherff I'm referencing.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't have one in the last regime either. That was Ron Rivera.
I mean, certainly time will tell, obviously, if they're right about it. What do I know? It's not like I scouted the guy. But every highlight I saw when he gets selected and Mel Kiper starts going like, very physical, dry blocker at the point of attack, looks to get to the second level, plays with a nasty streak. He was a guard. Every highlight they showed on NFL Network, every highlight they showed on ESPN during the draft, to flip back and forth, and I'm looking at all the different stuff, was great plays he made as a guard. I know he started more games to tackle, but all the highlight packages were of him doing great things as a guard.
Well, I think that's because they listed him as a guard. So they pulled out his guard.
And that's my second point, yeah, is he's listed as a guard. It just said G next to his name. Again, I hope they're right. I hope he solves the problem. But how sure are we that the guy in round three at 67 overall is the answer?
That is my one critique maybe of the offseason to this point, right? Like, I don't have to agree with everything they do. They hire Quinn, I would have gone somewhere else. They go Daniels, I'd have gone May. Whatever. Benefit of the doubt until proven wrong. You guys know what you're doing. Good luck. Let's rock and roll. But again, critiquing on philosophy, right? Not who did you pick at head coach or at this position? The philosophy of you had an entire free agency, and now you have had an entire draft, and a third rounder who's a lot of people see as a guard is kind of the plan with Cornelius Lucas. I'm surprised by that. I would have liked him to do a little more. I don't think the free agent crop was great. I don't think necessarily they passed on anyone that was, you know, a can't-miss tackle, and I like that they got Newton. I really like the San Ristol pick. I'm happy they got Sinnott. So it's hard for me to be furious with any one thing.
Mm-hmm.
I just know that in totality, from a 10,000-foot view, we all came into the season saying left tackle was a massive need when they cut Leno. And here we are on April 29th, and they really haven't done nearly enough about it. McCaffrey, I'm not going to get upset about. I know a lot of people think this is a reach. I love Bloodlines. I love second generation, in his case, the brother of an MVP-type player. Like, I think that there's some safety in that. Was a quarterback for 3 years, transferred to receiver at Rice, had just 3 drops last year, had 70 grabs and 13 touchdowns. In fact, he was one of 6 FBS wide receivers with 70 catches and 13 touchdowns last year. Caught a touchdown in 11 of 13 games. So everybody knew it was coming, and he was still able to make a contested catch in the end zone. Speaking of which, 17 contested catches for the 6'2 wide receiver last year, 2nd in FBS. They don't have anyone who's big and makes contested catches going up the ladder. McCaffrey becomes that guy. I actually think he'll play in the slot a lot, but you could kick him outside, kick Dotson inside. Uber athletic, 4.02, short shuttle, which was 2nd at the combine, 6.70, 3 cone, 3rd at the combine. Former number 14 recruit in the country, number 1 player in Colorado. So, like, there's twitch, there's bloodlines, there's a lot here that I like.
Yeah, so this is a, I know it's listed as a 3rd-round pick. This is a compensatory pick. It's really a 4th-rounder. I don't quibble over those. Like, there's an attribute, or as you said, there's a bloodline. There's a reason that it's compelling. He's still, I think, you know, kind of learning the receiver position. He's done everything else. Fine with that, honestly.
The rest of the way, they took linebacker Jordan McGee out of Temple in the 5th round. Was born in Towson, Maryland. Had 14 TFLs, 3.5 sacks, and 80 tackles in 11 games last year. Pretty physical player who can move, a little undersized. Then they took a safety. I think he screams Dan Quinn to me. Dominic Hampton out of Washington, the 23-year-old, 6th-year senior, 6'2", 215. Danny, if you look at him, he's got those long arms.
Yeah.
And, the like, in uniform, watching his highlights.
Like, did you play in Seattle, buddy?
That's like one Legion of those, yeah. Boom stuff. Mm-hmm. So I get it. And then they took a flyer on Javonte Jean-Baptiste, who's the Notre Dame edge, who is kind of, was a 4-star recruit, has been a superstar, kind of high school, early college at Ohio State, hasn't put it all together, transferred, 6'5", 240, 23-year-old, who's got some athleticism, blocked a field goal and returned it to 60 yards for a touchdown last year.
Yeah, 7th-rounder screams practice squad, at least maybe early, but that's the whole point. You're taking a flyer there.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.